have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
My tree.
So what's the matter with you?
Look what you've done to my tree.
It is an ugly tree anyway.
Baby, I want to trim you.
What?
Baby, I want to trim you.
She know about this.
Baby, I want to trim you.
Yes.
Beautiful Christmas tree.
We all discussed it.
I'm going to bring along my hatchet.
That's what I would do if I were you.
My beautiful Christmas ball.
Just picture this.
I'll sprinkle my snow upon your tree and hang my mistletoe on your wall.
I'm confused.
Baby, I want to trim you. A beautiful Christmas tree.
How are we going to get the star on top?
I got it.
Now, come on, girl. I want to trim your tree.
Well, personally, I think it's a wonderful idea, too.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Barry the Boater. I just got my Christmas tree last night, actually. Got a good deal. Like a 10-footer, too, Barry. You should see this thing.
Where would you go to someone's house
great.
And cut down the tree in the front yard? Oh, okay. I figured
it's
much.
Between you and I. But yeah.
I heard about a police chase up in Orlando.
Yeah,
someone
yeah.
driving around with a tree stuck to their
moving
roof.
Moving on.
Okay, so we're going to get someone a watch that's waterproof. You want
right.
to get them.
Gift
at
idea.
At least get the captain. Get the captain one inflatable PFD and get him a personal locator beacon. The people that were on this boat had nothing.
Mm.
They were out there for 22 hours with a 90-year-old in the Gulf is cold in the winter.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of times you got your EPIRB on your boat, but they make personal flotation ones now, EPIRBs, right? And that's what
this
you have. You're holding up.
Yes. This is a personal locator beacon. Works the same as the big one. You just tie it to your inflatable
belt or something.
Vest.
Or, oh, okay. To
yeah.
the PFD itself.
Your inflatable,
yeah.
Tie it to the PFD.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to wear this all the time, you know, we go on dive boats. And where do they have the life preservers? Right above your head. How easy is it to get to? They're just held in with bungees. That's it.
Yep.
So you can do the same with your boat. Make it easy to get those things. The captain should have one of these on his person at all times.
There you go.
Because ultimately,
and they've gotten really cheap too now. I mean,
they're
maybe,
a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
They save your life.
Right. So there you go. That would be a great gift idea for the boater on your list for sure.
And now the fun stuff.
Just shows that you care. Yeah, here's one that I came across. It. This is one of those you know, things I think like a lot of boaters don't realize how easy it is to you know, make your own line of boat gear personalized to your particular boat. You can go online. There's one I'm looking at right now. Let's see. This one's called the Custom Captain.
Yeah.
.com, and you can send them a picture of your boat. They'll create like a graphic of it if you don't already have one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have this graphic and you put it on t-shirts, hats, and you know, make keychains out of it, all kinds of stuff, and it, you know, it looks kind of fancy. You have your own
wardrobe
personalized to your particular vessel. That's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, so I mean, even if you don't have a boat, you can have a really nice one put on a shirt, you know, a button-down shirt with a hat, and then walk around at the boat show. And when they see you, they're going to say, oh,
yeah,
are you interested in upgrading since you already have a beautiful yacht?
I can
tell by the picture on your shirt.
Well, there's that. But, you know, you've already taken the time to have your own vessel. Why not have your own t-shirt with your picture of your boat and the name of your boat on the t-shirt? I mean, it just kind of kicks up your panache.
Absolutely.
Just a little bit more. Like, yeah, have you ever thought about doing that for your 17-footer Triumph and you know, Surprise? You ought to put that on a t-shirt.
No, because it would get laughed at.
What do you mean it'd get laughed at?
No,
on a shirt, they have no idea it's a 17-foot Triumph.
What, they're going to see a little boat with a bimini top on there.
Depends on how you make the graphic.
It'd
take up your old chest. You're like, what is that, a 40-footer? Yeah.
I'll just have it go all the way around my body.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
You can exaggerate just a tad.
You know, you were talking about buying stuff online, and, and we were looking at the Amazon website, and there was one that was really cool, and it's called a rolling grill basket. You know, boats tend not to, be
rock
flat on the water. They rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
If you ever put hot dogs on a grill, what happens to them? They roll right off the grill into the water.
Well, they could.
So, or if you have any other types of food that tend to roll, then
so what is this, like a stainless steel wok for hot dogs?
This is a octagon, it's a steel, stainless steel grilling device that it's like a little, it's a box, it's octagon shaped.
Okay.
It has handles on the end. You put all your vegetables and other things in it.
Yeah.
And then you put that thing on the grill, and because it's octagon shaped, it won't roll away. It'll stay flat on the grill.
Oh,
and you could turn it. You know, it's got eight, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 sides. Yeah, octagon. No, that's 8 sides.
8.
Hexagon. Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
But the point is, you could turn it so you cook all 4, you know, all 6 areas evenly. And it's not expensive. $23.99.
What is grill, that on Amazon rolling, or what?
It's on Amazon. Yeah.
I found another rolling one on Amazon that I thought was pretty obvious. Boating solution too. You know, you can never have too many cup holders, and the problem is they have to be stable. And we've seen the suction cup type that, you know, stick to fiberglass or some of those kind of koozie kind of things. But this is one that actually mounts, you know, to your gunwale, to your boat rail around the edge of the boat.
Oh, yeah.
And it just has a clip, and then it has this little, you know, cup container with little, you know, things in the middle of it that hold your bottle of booze or water or whatever concoction you may be drinking, but you can mount these little cups where you need them all around the gunwale or the boat rail.
Are
on
they
your
easy
boat.
To remove? Because,
yeah.
you know, fishermen don't like things around the gunwale.
No, it is.
Constantly running around.
It's very modular type of system, and you just, you know, screw it down and it's good to go. It's actually, I use a lot of this type of stuff when we're out and about on microphone stands or mounting on the yoke of an airplane. It's the same kind of technology, but it's a koozie. And then I think, let's see, the one I'm looking at right now is called, it's a tool-free clamp for Bimini top rail, grab bar and boat ladder. Let's see.
So it clamps onto the stainless steel railing around your boat.
Yeah, exactly. This one's called the Boatepon, I think. Boatepon. But it's right there on Amazon.
Amazon's
website.
You
know, they got different designs for, like, the first mate, the captain, and, you know. So,
and then you know where your beer is at all times.
Right. Don't you dare touch my cocktail. Beer.
That's right. Picnic time, Mariner cheese board and knife set. Okay, so it looks like a
charcuterie board.
Oh, yeah. That thing.
Isn't that what it is?
Novelty charcuterie board. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
which I would call a cheese board because I don't know that word.
Well, why? I mean, what makes that special for boaters? I don't get it.
Well, because if you look at it, when it's all the handles of this old ship wheel are actually the tools, I guess, the forks and the knives that you use to pick out your little pieces.
Okay. It's just like it has a nautical theme to it.
A nautical theme. So when you put these tools away, it looks like a ship's wheel.
I see. Okay.
So it's round. It may be on a Lazy Susan. It's hard to tell from the video or from the picture, but it's a cool place to put your cheeses and your meats and all that stuff.
Well, they got a Cyber Monday deal going on at Amazon for a boat trash can, which I didn't know there was such a thing. I thought trash cans were trash cans, but this is a trash can designed specifically for boaters.
Okay.
And it is on sale right now, but I don't know if it looks like it's compressionable, maybe, or it's collapsible.
It looks like a collapsible bag.
Yeah.
It may be.
But it's basically, you know, has a strap, and you can strap it onto the boat rail or mount it wherever you need on your boat. But then you have this garbage can that's easy to take on and off the boat, or if you go to an island.
And then flatten it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's important down here. There's a big problem with that.
It keeps the odors where they're supposed to be, inside the bag.
Right.
As opposed to outside. Bury the boater's pants. Okay. Yeah. All right. More coming up. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.